Eagle Concert Classics continues with Aaron Shaw on 106.9 The Eagle.
And we're back for a New York Band's edition of Eagle Concert Classics. Thanks for joining me. The next band up formed in New York City in 1976. They came up with their name because two of the guys were British, three of the guys were American, and they said, you know, one of us is going to be a foreigner no matter where we go. So the name stuck. They came out with their self-titled album in 1977, and it was the first of four albums in a row to be certified at least five times platinum. Pretty amazing for a little band that just got together. This song is off of their very first album. Here's Foreigner with Cold as Ice.
You're cold as ice. say yeah! All right then, help us out.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low, couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show. Heard the roar of the crowd, he could picture the scene. Put his ear to the wall, and like a distant scream, they had one guitar. But he knew for sure that one guitar felt good in his hands. Didn't take long to understand that one guitar slung way down low was a one-way ticket, only one way to go. So he started rocking.
106.9 The Eagle. You're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Aaron Shaw. That was Foreigner with Jukebox Hero. That song was written by Mick Jones and Lou Gramm, and they said it was actually based on a real experience. He said they had gone to the arena for sound check. It was pouring down rain, a bunch of fans waiting at the door when they went in. But when they came back for the show later on, there was just one lonely fan there, a poor young guy out there soaked to the bone. And he thought, well, you know, if he's waited 5 hours here, we'll take him in, give him a glimpse of what happens backstage. And the kid was just mesmerized. I mean, I would be too. It's pretty amazing to see like a whole backstage glimpse of what goes on. He said he had been toying with the idea of Jukebox Hero for a title, and that's how the song was born. The next artist is a Brooklyn girl, born Patricia May Andrzejewski. She became interested in music theater and did voice lessons, singing her very first solo at the age of 8. She always loved music and was going to attend Juilliard, but instead went to Stony Brook University for health education. After she saw a Liza Minnelli concert in Richmond, she was inspired to try music again. She got a job as a singing waitress at a nightclub named the Roaring Twenties, and after performing at an amateur night at a comedy club at Catch a Rising Star, her rendition of a Judy Garland song got her a callback. On the side, she also recorded some jingles for Pepsi and some other regional brands. She broke out with her very first album from 1979, In the Heat of the Night, which eventually peaked at number 12. Here's Pat Benatar with Love is a Battlefield.
We are young. We'll be right back.
106.9 The Eagle, you're listening to Eagle Concert Classics, and that was Pat Benatar with Heartbreaker. That song was Pat Benatar's very first hit that helped her debut album go to platinum. Join me next week for some April birthdays. We got Peter Frampton, got ABBA, Hall & Oates all on the way next Saturday, 7 p.m. And if you miss the show, you can always check it out online at 1069theeagle.com under the Eagle Concert Classics page. Thanks for joining me on 1069 The Eagle.
Brought to you by Manning Media Marketing Solutions, the mind of a marketing agency, the muscle of a media company. For more information, go to manningmediainc.com.